Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In our epistle this morning, Paul warns the church about the worldly influences that are pressing against his own teachings of Jesus. Influences like Jewish legalism, even pagan cosmology that others were trying to add to this pure Christian message. Now, the city was busy, multicultural, and it was set along a major trade route. People and ideas were constantly flowing through it. Greek philosophy, Roman power, pagan superstition, Jewish ritualism. And these Christians in that city were mostly Gentile converts, and all of them had spiritual baggage. And so it would have been easy, even maybe natural, for them to blend these old habits and influences and foreign ideas into this new gospel that they had just received. And so Paul writes this portion of his letter as a warning to guard against anything preached other than Christ, and a further guard against anything that is preached in addition to Christ. And he writes this: "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, not according to Christ." You see, Paul insists that Christ is not just central. He's everything. You don't need something beyond him. You don't even need something in addition to him. His fullness is enough. His cross is sufficient. And then Paul explains why. He says, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." Now today, little has changed. Today, the same kinds of external influences, worldly influences, threaten to take Christians captive. Whether it is the spiritual promises of these Eastern religions, or the mystical optimism of New Age thinking, or even the seductive lies of this so-called Christian prosperity preaching, each one offers something that seems spiritual, but draws us away from Christ alone. And so as Christians, we have to remain on guard. We have to protect ourselves and protect others from these philosophies and even these empty deceits. And so we gather around together to remind ourselves of the pure message that Jesus taught, and to be fed by the power of God's Word. And we not only receive His Word, we teach it to our children. And just this week, we held VBS. And the message this year was trusting Jesus in a wild world. How timely is that? But Paul doesn't stop with a warning. He doesn't just say what to avoid. Instead, he tells us what to hold fast to. He shifts from guarding against captivity to describing what true freedom looks like, a life rooted in Jesus. You received Christ. Now live in Him. Walk in Him. Be built up and nourished by Him. What he describes is the daily shape of a Christian life. And here's how he describes it. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Now what's interesting about this is he ties two images together. He couples them tightly. Being rooted in Christ and walking in Him. Rooted and walking. And together, they describe a life that moves forward, but only after it has been firmly grounded. You see, our identity, it's not self-made. It's not world-shaped. It's Christ-given. We are sons of God, adopted by Him, brothers of Jesus, because we have been adopted into His family through baptism. This is not something that we did. It's something that God did. And so we live in a way that reflects that rootedness. Loving God and loving others. Not as two separate commands, but as one shaped by the gospel. And these two things are not separate. They're bound together tightly. We can't be firmly grounded, rooted in God, and not reflect it in our lives. Nor can we live a life to God and to others and not be rooted in Christ. And that's what Paul is saying. We have both. We need both. To be Christian means to be both. To be rooted and to walk in Jesus. So the next obvious question is, what does that actually look like? There's probably no better answer than to turn to the prayer that Jesus taught His disciples. Father, hallowed be Your name. All-powerful, all-wonderful God, all that exists was created by Your hands. The stars, the earth, and even us. Without You, there is nothing. Without Your continued intervention, all will cease to exist, even us. And yet, of all You created, we are the ones You love most. We are the ones You sent Your Son to save. Your kingdom come. We acknowledge that, and we worship You. We place our trust in You, and we pray. We pray that Your will be done, not ours. Give us each day our daily bread. Lord, we know that you love us. And so we rely on you for our daily needs. Teach us. Teach us to freely give to others what you have given to us. Teach us to serve. Teach us to trust, trusting that we will never run out of what we need. And forgive us our sins. While we were still sinners, you sent your Son to save us. And in your mercy, you not only forgave us, you poured out your wrath and judgment on Jesus so that we would never bear it ourselves. And let us then go out and forgive others. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And so we pray that we would show the same mercy toward others that you have shown us. Help us freely to forgive those who have sinned against us, even those who count us still as enemies. And lead us not into temptation. Hold us fast. Hold us fast, Lord. Anchor us. Root us in Christ. Let us not be shaken by the winds of the world, but remain rooted, built up, established in Him, walking and living lives overflowing with thanksgiving. You see, this is the life Christ gives. This is the life we have received. This is the life we now walk, rooted in Him, built up in Him, and established in the faith and abounding in thanksgiving. And may you walk that life each day in the love of the Father who made you, in the grace of Christ who redeemed you, and in the power of the Holy Spirit who sustains you. May your roots grow deep in the gospel, and may your steps be steady in the mercy of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.